Ladies and gentlemen, time now for trivia on 97.9 The Hill. It's Ron Stutz along with Freddie Kiger, and our feature every morning is brought to you by the Forest of Duke. Go to forestduke.org to find out more about that wonderful retirement community. It's the beginning of a new week. What you got for us?
The Electoral College.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
As we start focusing in on the incredible, awkward, complicated process of electing an American president.
Infuriating.
Oh, my goodness. I watched a little bit of one of the debates.
Yeah.
It was just too many times a question led to their programmed response that they've delivered 16 times already and somehow dance all around answering the question. But anyway.
Well, they're politicians after all.
Oh, yeah. Two U.S. states can split their presidential electoral vote by congressional district. So, in other words, the winner of the state and popular vote does not take all its electoral votes. Mm-hmm. Two states in the U.S. of A can split their presidential electoral vote. Name either.
Only two states.
Correct.
And 48 do it the other way.
Correct. Winner takes all.
These two states, name one of them. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you think you know the answer. And Freddie, what do they win?
$10 gift certificate to Cruisers, where they are good to go, and you don't have to split any part of that $10 when you walk in.
919-929-WCHL, your number to call right now.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right! Of course! 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa. You know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz! Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
Freddie, I'm going to say I didn't know the answer to your question this morning. You want to know two states where they can split the electoral votes?
Yeah, they can split. Now, admittedly, it's not like Ohio or New York or Texas or California where there's a ton of electoral votes. These are relatively small states because of their population. One is a one-syllable word. The only state that's a one-syllable word.
Maine
and Cornhuskers.
Nebraska.
That's the two states, Maine and Nebraska.
Ain't nothing in Nebraska but corn.
Could be a split of electoral votes among candidates through the state system for proportional allocation of votes.
And also, in addition to corn in Nebraska, there's College World Series, which
yes, there is.
Vanderbilt recently won.
Went down 0-1, as then they did that in the Super Regional, losing the first game to Duke and lost badly, and then came storming back. Congratulations to the Wolverines, who were not even ranked.
Yeah.
When the baseball NCAA tournament began.
Art Chansky brought up a good point. Talked about how, you know, it's been so long since they've been to the College World Series and all that kind of thing. He said one of the reasons may be the fact that they have to start off when it's so incredibly cold at the beginning of the season.
They have to play a tremendous number of games in February, March on Southern tours.
And somebody else's home turf.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Good point, Art Chansky.
Really thought about that. Art's a pretty smart guy sometimes.
Yes, he is.
Hey, listen, man, thank you.
You are welcome.
Again, the answer to the question, Maine and Nebraska.
Correct.
All right.